Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Could you use some grace? I think you could use some grace. We could all use a little bit more grace. I know I need it for myself. I know everyone around me needs more grace. And that was really the subject of what my wife and I talked about at this marriage retreat this past weekend. It was really just this concept of receiving grace, extending grace, and being vulnerable in grace. And so it was really just a whole weekend dedicated to the concept of grace. And everything that we did bled out of 2 Corinthians 12:9. So what happens, just to give you some context on this, is before this moment, Paul is asking the Lord three times. Actually, he pleads with the Lord to take this thing away from him. Now, it is not explicitly stated what exactly Paul wanted to be taken away, whether it was a sickness or an illness or a problem or an issue or enemies or whatever. We actually don't know what it was that Paul needed the grace for. But here's what God says to Paul in verse 9. He says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" And then Paul says, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses." Why? "So that Christ's power may rest on me." Paul asked the Lord multiple times to take this torment away, take this thing away that's causing him annoyance, that's causing him difficulty, that is hard for him. And God's response to Paul is, "No, I'm not going to take it away, because my grace is enough." That word grace is charis, and it really is the favor of Christ that rest on a believer to help them get through difficult things. That's really the definition of it within the context of this verse. It's grace to get through difficulty. So God says to Paul, my grace is enough for you. You will be able to get through this because my grace will cause you to get through this. And maybe that's an encouraging word for you today. Whatever it is that you're going through, the difficulty that you're currently experiencing, when you're crying out to God and you're saying, "God, I can't do this anymore. God, this is so hard. This is so difficult. School is so hard. School is so difficult. Raising these kids is so hard. It's so difficult. This relationship is too hard. It's too difficult." God says, "My grace is sufficient. My grace is enough for you." And even in your weakness, even in your areas of deficiency, the areas in your life where you are deficient, we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all have deficiencies in different areas. I have deficiencies as a husband. I have deficiencies as a father. I have deficiencies as an employee. I have all types of deficiencies. But God says, "My grace is sufficient even when you are deficient. My grace is enough even when you don't feel like you're enough. My grace will cover you even when you feel like your weaknesses are on display. Because his power is made perfect in weakness." That's so good. That's so good. And I want you to understand why it's so good. God says that my power is made perfect in weakness. That word power is dunamis. It's this explosive power. It is power assigned to a thing by the very virtue and nature of a thing. So like the fullness of God's power is on display, and it is made perfect in weakness. That word perfect is teleo, which is literally the root word of tetelestai. It's the same word that Jesus says on the cross when he says, "It is finished." So the power of God is made complete. It's made perfect. It's on full display in weakness. Let's be honest. You can feel the grace and the power and the love of God when everything is going right. You can. When your bills are paid, when you don't have any diagnosis coming up, when everything's going well at work, when your kids are behaving, your wife's doing well, your husband's doing well, when nothing's going wrong, you can experience the grace and the love and the kindness of God and the power of God in your life. But let's be honest, it's when we're broken. It's when we're overwhelmed. It's when our hearts are heavy that we truly get to experience in full the grace of God over our lives. that the power of God comes in, that the love of God comes in like a flood and overwhelms our very existence, overwhelms our very being. His power is made perfect. It is made complete in weakness. And that's why Paul says in verse 10, he says, or he says later, he says, that's why I boast. That's why I boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that I can experience the power of Christ, so that Christ's power can rest on me. I will boast in the things in which I am deficient in, because I know that God's grace is enough to cover me. I know that his grace is sufficient enough for me, and I know that his power is made perfect in my area of weakness. And so if you want to experience the grace of God, if you want to experience the power of God, go through something difficult. Jesus already promised that we would. He says, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. We can take heart knowing that Jesus has overcome the world, knowing that the power of Christ will rest on us, because when we are weak, then we are strong because of what Christ has done for us. In our hardships, in our weakness, in our insults, in persecution, in difficulties, when we are weak, then we are strong because of the grace of God that covers us, that is enough for us, that is sufficient for us, that will help get us through the difficult time, that will help get us through the arguing and the fighting in our marriage, that will help get us through the diagnosis and the illness, that will help get us through all the difficult moments that we'll experience in this lifetime. The grace of God is enough. Hear me say that to you today. The grace of God is enough. It will cover you. He will lead you. He will guide you. And his power will come in your life. His power is made perfect. It's made complete. It is finished. When you find yourself in your weakest and lowest moments. So let's boast about our weaknesses. Let's be vulnerable. Let's be honest about what it is that we're going through. Because when we are weak, then we are strong. His power is made perfect in our weakness. His power rests on us in our weakness. I really hope that this encouraged you today and gave you a greater glimpse into the grace of God. And I pray that the unmerited favor of God would rest on your heart and rest on your mind and rest on your soul today, that in the difficulty that you're experiencing, that you would experience his power all the more. Hope that encouraged you. We'll talk soon.